Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
While many families might be busy planning days out this summer, thousands of other families could be missing out. Why? Well, it could be down to something as simple as a lack of proper facilities. Joining me now are two parents who are the driving force behind Changing Places Ireland, which is a campaign fighting for accessible toilet facilities for people with very specific physical needs. Anne Healy and Aisling McNiff, you're both very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cormac.
I'm delighted, I must say, to have you on to discuss this. Anne, I might start with you. The campaign in Ireland, you kicked off, I think. Isn't that right? The Changing Places Ireland campaign. Tell me about it. Tell me about the start.
That's right. That's right, Cormac. In 2008, I just came across the UK website, which was only just starting out back then. And prior to that, my daughter, who's now 40, like, we were very confined. We couldn't go out because she needs a hoist to move from A to B, to go to the loo or go to bed or whatever. And so it just was very restricting, not just for herself and myself, but for the family. You had to plan your journeys or, you know, get back home to use the loo. Yeah. So that was the situation then.
And it got to a point where it just got too much, it was too hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was okay when she was young, I was able to lift her. But of course, then my back went.
Oh, God.
And that was another story. So, I just was confined basically to go maybe an hour or two away from home and back again. And
That is way too restrictive. So you started the campaign in 2008. So what, you started this on your own, Anne, I think, which is incredible. What prompted you? Yeah. What did you see, or where did you see it? In the UK, is it?
Yeah, just I happened to come across it on the World Wide Web, which was fairly new to me at the time. And I saw this was just starting out in the UK. In fact, it was started in the UK, in Scotland, by an Irish woman from Sligo initially. And, I thought, this will make life a whole lot easier.
And what's the big ask?
Open horizons.
What's the big ask of the campaign? And it's not a big ask, I shouldn't say that, but what's the aim?
Well, the aim is to have Changing Places toilets throughout the country. At the moment, we have about 25 on our website, but in the UK, there's over 3,000. Mm-hmm. So we've a long way to go to catch up.
Yeah.
Changing Places toilets are extra large, and they have a hoist and an adult-sized changing bench. So, for people who can't transfer by themselves from A to B and need a hoist, they're essential.
Yeah. Stay with me, Anne. Aisling McNiff, you're very welcome to the programme as well. You got involved, your son uses a wheelchair. So what prompted you to get involved in this particular campaign?
So, like Anne, our lives just became restricted because I'm very lucky that Jack is quite small. So for a long time, I was kind of just putting up with it and lifting him. And I also hurt my back. I ended up having to have back surgery. But I was still changing him on a baby changing unit for ridiculous years, you know. And I was changing him on the floor in places, and I was changing him in the boot of my car, and it was just ridiculous. And then I got a wheelchair adapted vehicle, so I lost my boot, so that was out. But just as he got bigger, I realised that it was impossible for us to go anywhere. And literally you could go nowhere. You know, and he wears pads, so I need a changing bench. So in these changing places, facilities, it's a room of about 12.6 metres squared, and there's an adult-sized changing bench, a ceiling tracking hoist, a centrally located toilet bowl so that there's room for a carer either side if that's what the person needs, and room for a power chair, a large power chair to turn. So there's all these things that we need that just aren't in a regular wheelchair toilet. Mm-hmm. So people might think, oh, there's a wheelchair bathroom there, and usually there's a changing unit in it, you know, and they just don't suit bigger children with disability, and they certainly don't suit adults. So, you know, and they're not really expensive to install. But usually space is the issue, which people say. But, I mean, when people are doing up their supermarket, their shopping centres and their cinemas and swimming pools, hotels, hospitals are a big one that don't have them. You know, they just have to, it just has to become the norm rather than the exception.
There was a change, Aisling, in the building regulations. Is that right, to facilitate this?
Yeah, so there was a change in the building regulations, Part M, and that came into effect in January of this year. So it now means that it's compulsory in some public buildings. So really now it's over to the businesses, and we really hope that people will get on board with this, and all the county councils will start rolling them out, because, as Anne said, we only have about 25 in the country. There are a couple more which aren't registered yet, but, you know, compared to the UK, we're just lagging way behind.
Do you know what strikes me, Aisling, when you're talking there about changing your son in for a long time in the boot of your car and so on, and the fact that you didn't have the facilities that everybody else takes for granted, and because of that you couldn't go anywhere? Well, firstly, there's your son's dignity.
Absolutely.
And secondly, your son and the family's mental health. If you can't go anywhere, it's taking a serious hit, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And I'm a lone parent carer, and when my daughter and my son were younger, you know, it affected both of them. Obviously, wherever we could go had to be somewhere where it was accessible and that was suitable for me to bring both my children. So it really restricted everything. And, like, you know, when you want to go somewhere, if you want to go to the zoo or whatever, now the zoo do have one now, which is great, but there's loads of places that we want to go that they just don't have them. The beach is another really simple one to think of, you know, and there are beaches. Wexford are great. They're really flying ahead there with beach wheelchairs and some of these changing place facilities. But we really need it to be rolled out nationwide, and we really need the county councils to get on board and say, okay, it's discrimination if we do not provide a toilet for everybody, so let's do it.
It may be the case that a local authority or a business or whatever the case may be might be changing or their facilities at the moment. Please, the request is have a look at Changing Places Ireland. Just have a look at it, and maybe you'd be able to get in line and help in this regard. It's a pleasure to speak with you both. Anne Healy and Aisling McNiff, thank you very much indeed for joining us.